I've been off over the summer months, and they just come back, and it was by way of a closed ballot. So, you know, I was delighted to get across the line as such. I like the representation. I like to try and look out for our members, you know, and once I got the opportunity, it was nice, first of all, to come on the executive and represent people in Connacht Ulster to get the position of vice president, which is, I was delighted, you know, to achieve that.
A lot of negotiations to come in terms of the financial situation. The fact that you're going to be in the middle of that puts you in a position to ensure that your members are well represented, and that's something they've put trust in you to do.
Yeah, they have, and we're in a difficult space. We're still in a difficult financial space. You know, there's a lot of challenges there. I suppose there's a lot of pressure on government. But at the same time, we're not looking for a pay raise. And it does irk me sometimes when people say that the Gard are looking for a pay raise. All we're looking for is the restoration. And the deal that was done at the time, back a number of years ago, and I was there at the time, was that pay would be cut to the order of almost 25%, which is significant, and that it would be restored when we've come into a better economic and financial space. We're supposed to be there now, but we haven't seen anything. You know, we have a lot of challenges there. Being in the role of vice president now, it gives you a line into the government officials, to the minister, and also to the Garda Commissioner. And, you know, that's an important line in as well, because the Garda Commissioner has to be seen, or has to support her people on the ground, particularly the people that are at the front line that are doing the job day and night through all weathers, 365 days of the year, 24/7. And they're the people that have to be looked after, because they're the people who are out investigating the traffic accidents, dealing with the assaults, sustaining injuries as a result of the job and all of that. And these people have to be looked after.
In many organisations, the vice president takes over the presidency, takes the top job. Can we look forward to perhaps that happening in the future?
Look, Donald, you know me for a good while now. I'm just happy to be where I am, and hopefully I'll stay happy and healthy and see out this part of it anyway, and I'm delighted to have the opportunity to do so.